This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Okay, how many of you, raise your hand, have cell phone anxiety? That being when something goes wrong with your cell phone, that you start, your heartbeat goes up, you start hyperventilating. I actually saw a not very good movie about cell phone addiction, which is it's a misuse of the term. But if we define not being able to connect with your cell phone or your computer, which sometimes are the same thing, as causing some anxiety, it's ubiquitous, right? Who among us does not have it? I'm kind of unusual in that I'm willing to leave my cell phone at home sometimes, which makes me fairly, if not unique, at least unusual. And there was a screening a couple of weeks ago, in about a year ago, whenever you went to a screening or a premiere or an all-media event for a movie that hadn't opened yet, they would confiscate your cell phone. And there was such an outcry about it. I mean, first of all, it's stupid, because the bogus prints that are coming out are not coming out of some critic in a movie theater with their crummy cell phone. They're coming from the original print in China. So, I mean, come on, who are we kidding here? But nevertheless, it became a protocol, and the lengths to which people would go to either, I mean, they would argue and fight and leave the movie or lie, and so they stopped doing it, and so for about a year, they weren't doing it anymore, and for some reason, they did it at, what was it, Sausage Party? It may have been, although people have been drinking for that one, so maybe. But and it just created such chaos. And if I were a movie company that was trying to get people to like my movie, the last thing I would do is take away their cell phone. I mean, and it's very hard for me to. I mean, when I'm there as a critic, I'm in theory not supposed to be there as a psychologist. So going up to them and saying, "Have you really thought this through?" doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Although I have confided that quietly to people who know who I am, and they basically agree with it. They say, well, it comes from LA or it comes from higher up. It's one of those things that's kind of like the TSA to a certain extent. With all due respect, it's more window dressing and hassle than it is actual preventative of anything that's very important.
Right.
But so I had a minor bit of it. I have a cell phone that's a week less than 2 years old, which means that I'm eligible for an upgrade. It's actually 10 days from today. And the reason I know this is because I've been having trouble with my cell phone. So I took it in, and I said, when am I eligible for an upgrade? And they told me the date. And it makes a couple hundred dollars difference to wait a week. So I'm hoping that my phone will kind of limp along. But it's done very strange things, which means that there's something fundamentally wrong. And I had the kind of cell phone that, I mean, I'm part of the cult, I admit, but the batteries don't last very long, and I'm sure it's the battery, and I've taken it in. I actually took it in maybe 6 months ago and said, there's a battery. No, it's okay. So whatever it is, last night, you couldn't swipe, you couldn't put in your password. And so my first thought was, oh my gosh, it's finally died. And then I thought, okay, wait a minute, remember what you know how to do. And so I rebooted, which didn't actually work. But then there's this, did you know about this super reboot, which I guess everybody knows about, which you hold down the off button and the major control button at the bottom, and you hold them down simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And somehow that's a better reboot. The other one just turns your phone off, but this one actually reboots it. Did you know that?
Yep.
Oh, see, you're smart. I mean, but most people actually don't. Right. But there was that moment I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I'm cut off from everyone. And it is about abandonment, I think.
Yep.
And so Blake was saying that your phone went, your screen went dark. Is that
yep.
what was going on?
If anybody's familiar with like the iPhones.
Oh yeah, well that's the cult I was referring to.
Yep. So my iPhone I believe it was last night, actually, right before I went to bed, the LCD screen started going haywire because I had a cracked screen. And so now it the phone itself actually functions. You know, I can tell Siri to, like, call my fiance or something.
Yeah.
But I can't touch the screen. I can't interact with it in any way. It's just
well, so you can't how do you do when it goes off for a while that you have to put your password in again?
I just have to let it sit. I have to take it in and actually have it fixed because
so you're really
yep.
temporarily fairly, how do we say this in computer language, screwed?
Yep. Basically. Yeah. It's not a, especially working in radio where you're constantly looking at the time and you're trying to schedule things and it's so.
Well, now, do you have a landline?
I do not. Nope.
See, I would say for anybody under the age of like 40, I don't think they have landlines anymore. And I think there are more and more people who are over the age of 40 who don't have landlines because the only reason I kept a landline for a long time was in emergencies. But the three times there have been emergencies, landline didn't work because there's no electricity. And your landline will not work if you don't have electricity. So I thought, you know, I'm paying $120 a month or something for an emergency, which if it worked in an emergency might be worth it. But it doesn't. So I thought, okay. So I, like a lot of people, perhaps not my generation, but a lot of people only have their cell phone. So when your cell phone, and it used to be they would give you automatic upgrades every 2 years. And now they're not doing that anymore. Starting just about a year, well, last January, I think January 6th or something, a day that will live in infamy. But the new 7 is coming out, the iPhone 7. I think it's out next week.
Yep. I've seen some of the, I saw the 7 Plus get unboxed and looked at. I'm not sure.
So it's already out?
It's not out, but it's been revealed. Sort of. Like there's some YouTuber who got exclusive first looks at it or something.
Yeah. Well, and supposedly, as soon as the new one comes out, which I would never buy a new phone in its first couple months because they have to be debugged, and I really don't want to do that. But supposedly, when they go down, I think they're now giving away the 5s.
Yeah, I believe so.
And the 6s will go down, someone said, to like $50 as soon as the 7 comes out.
Yep.
So, all right. So you and I. So when did? So you have to get a new phone, yes, or just get a new cover?
I know it costs. It's going to cost me about, I think, $70-$80 to get it fixed, and then
yeah, and a new phone will cost you next week. Cost you $100 probably at most.
I'm going to actually go shopping around to other carriers and see if I can switch over to the Galaxy S7. See if they maybe might buy out my contract with Sprint.
Yeah, I have. Well, yeah, I mean, I have been with the two major carriers, and the one major one until they didn't have the iPhone. So I switched. I was on Verizon forever because I did the research and I was taking my mom to Alaska.
Right.
And I wanted something that had the most coverage in case there was an emergency. And then they didn't have. Then Verizon for a couple of years didn't have the iPhone, so I switched over to AT&T and now I'm back to the Verizon. I don't know. I mean, cell phones are great until they're not.
Right.
And you can't hear on them. They're great for everything except phones.
Yep, basically.
So mine doesn't do email either anymore. I mean, it's all right. Enough whining. Today is National Annual Medical Checkup Day, which is really interesting because about 5 years, 5 years ago, the AMA decided you didn't need annual medical checkups anymore. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
They said basically there's, if you're healthy, there's no particular reason, and the major reason that you would always have a checkup is to get an early detection things, but depending on your age, they've not really recommended it very much anymore. Which is sort of interesting that they're now saying that because the AMA actually came out and said, "Nah, we don't need that." It's Raspberry Tart Day. It's also Raspberry Bomb Day, but that's not like a bomb that you would throw at somebody. It's like a Bombay. It's like a French kind of confection. It's Play in the Sand Day, which I don't know. Around here, it's probably too hot to be in the sand. Presidential Joke Day. I'm not even going to make a comment about that one. It's too scary. It's National Son and Daughter Day. Well, why don't we just call it National Child Day or Offspring Day or something? I don't know. Sometimes I think these days in history are pushing a little bit. There's also a National Ingersoll Day, the birth of Robert Greene Ingersoll. He's a free thinker, so there you go. So think free and play in the sand. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Hopefully we've gotten over terrible days. The last couple of days have been terrible days historically, and it really does make you believe that there are certain pulses in human history or certain tides. I'm not sure I would go so far as to believe in astrology, but there do seem to be patterns where there are days that worldwide for hundreds of years they've been violent or whatever. So hopefully, well, we do have another one. Let's see how we're doing today. Babe Ruth, on this day in 1929, go Babe Ruth, becomes first baseball player to hit 500 home runs with a home run at League Park in Cleveland, Ohio. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And a lot of people think that there was a movie called, I think it was called Fastball, that I actually interviewed the producer because they were comparing old ball players with new ball players and whether or not the pitches were faster and the way of measuring it had changed and how far away the mound was and what the elevation was. So there are people who love baseball just because they can eat hot dogs and drink beer. And then there are people who love the statistical part of it. And then there are people that are probably somewhere in between. I'm probably one of the somewhere in between, although I liked baseball because my father took me to the Denver Bears game when they were a farm team for the Yankees when I lived in Denver. And then when I started my career in broadcasting in Boston, they sent me to spring training with the Red Sox. So my interview with Ted Williams is at Cooperstown, and that was so... And then after that, because I always thought baseball was not real interesting, because it's the only game in which the defense has the ball, right? Think about it.
Right.
So, but then once you get to know the players, and I learned to keep score and what a K meant, and staying in the press booth, and so then I'm much more of a baseball fan than I used to be. And for years, I never missed an opening day. And when I was in Boston, I would sometimes go to the game and. Because I was on the same time the game was on, and I would have to take a beeper. This was before cell phones. And if there was a rain delay, I had to rush back to the station, which was very close to the park, luckily, and go on the air. So that's my sort of coloring of baseball. On this day in 1934, for those of you who are prison junkies, I don't know who that would be, but I assume they exist. The first civilian prisoners arrive at the federal pen on Alcatraz. Which, if you ever get a chance to visit, I think they still take tours through it. And it's truly a haunted place. And whenever think about Alcatraz, not only think about the Birdman of Alcatraz, Burt Lancaster, but also about Jack LaLanne, who pulled a boat with his teeth from San Francisco to Alcatraz. He was a really cool guy. In 1942, on this day, Hedy Lamarr and George Antheil received a patent for frequency hopping spread spectrum communication system that later became the basis for modern technology in wireless telephones and Wi-Fi. So did you guys know that Hedy Lamarr had anything to do with Wi-Fi? Don't you think that's kind of cool?
Yeah.
Do you know who Hedy Lamarr was?
Not a clue.
Okay, a blonde actress. She was a blonde bombshell. But she was smart. Wi-Fi. If her estate still owned the rights to that, I wonder if they do. Probably not. In 1945, there was a pogrom in Krakow, killing one and wounding five. Now, this was 1945, so well into World War II. This is an interesting one. In 1947, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, founding father of Pakistan, gives a speech to the Constituent Assembly, the contents and meaning of which remain contentious today. Well, it sounds like a regular politician, right? People hear exactly what they want to hear. In 1949, the United Nations Security Council Resolution 72 and 73 are adopted on the Palestinian question. Still unresolved. In 1962, Vostok launches and cosmonaut Andriy Nikolayev become the first person to float in microgravity. That was the big fuss, is that they were ahead of us. On the space race. This was the day in 1965 the Watts riots began. Ugh. In 1968, the last steam-hauled train runs on the British Rail. I wonder, I was trying to remember what year I was actually in France, because I just saw a movie today that was set in Australia in 1951, and they had a steam engine. And I lived and worked for a summer in a small town in southern France called Lazy Z, doing archaeology. And there was a steam engine that came through. So I'm trying to remember what year that must have been. It must have been, maybe that was just on the British Railway, the last one. Because I think it was around that date, and it was still running in a small town in France. So I think that's written, talk about ambiguity, it's written so you don't understand if it's the last steam-hauled engine or just in the British Rail. I think it was British Rail. And on this day in 1972, the last ground combat unit leaves South Vietnam. Somewhat of a controversial behavior and day. There was a coup on this day in East Timor, the outbreak of civil war. In 1979, there was a plane crash. There was, on 1982, on this day, a bomb explodes on Pan Am 830 en route from Tokyo to Honolulu, killing one passenger and injuring 15 others, but clearly didn't crash the plane. This was a bad day for Ronald Reagan. He was running for re-election. He was preparing to make his Saturday address on NPR, and someone didn't tell him his mic was on, and he said, "We begin bombing in 5 minutes." He'd probably get impeached with doing this. Except he was such a popular president, he got away with a lot of stuff that other, that less popular presidents probably couldn't have gotten away with. There was an oil tanker that sank on this day, causing in the Philippines, causing the country's worst oil spill. Earthquake on this day near Iran, a pair of them. This is kind of a manny one rather than for you, Blake, but I'll share it with you anyway because it's a big day in baseball, right? We got Babe Ruth
right.
Hitting 500 home runs, and on this same day in 2015. Okay, the first time in Major League Baseball, all 15 home teams run their game. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. I told you, some people just love the statistical part of baseball.
Yep.
Prior to this happening, the record was 12, which was reached over a century ago in 1914. So it took 100 years to break that record, and they break it they did, by a lot. But the question is how many teams were there in 1914? Were there the same number of 15 teams or not? I don't actually know the answer to that. Do you?
Manny probably would.
Let's see how many. Somebody will know that. I'll see if I can find it, because the question is, were there only 12 teams, or that was the most number of ones? But think about a day where all the home teams won. Makes you believe in voodoo or something, don't you think? Today, there are 30 teams, 29 in the United States, 1 in Canada. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Vinny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you today?
Good, Vinny. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been dating this girl for about 5-6 years now. And when I first met her, she had an ex-boyfriend in her life who was the father of her two children. And he sort of made things, like, miserable for us. He was always following her and harassing her. He did all kinds of things, keyed her car and bent her antenna, ripped out her flowers, threatened her, threatened me. And this went on for quite a few years.
How long had she been apart from him when she started dating you, Vinny?
Maybe about 4 months.
And how long were they together?
Quite a few years. I mean, they had two children together.
Yeah, not the world's smartest thing for either of you to have done.
Well, met the girl. You know, the way I met the girl was I was at my son's school one day, you know, for about 3 months, and I saw her passing by. And, you know, we'd always say, hello, how are you? And that's as far as it went. And then one day we met by my car, and we started talking, and we started to have a relationship after that.
Yeah, but it's just 4 months after a multi-year relationship is too long. How long had you been divorced when you met her?
I met her about maybe 4 years.
Okay. Do you remember the first year after your divorce, Vinny?
Pretty much.
It was awful, yes? Confusing and upsetting and kind of bouncing around like a ping pong ball. That's right. Why you don't date people when they're 4 months out of a relationship. All right, so you're 6 years down the road. He was a pain in the neck. What's going on today?
Well, he was a pain in the neck. He finally met someone and moved on with his life, and he didn't bother us anymore. Her and I were planning to build a life together. You know, and I used to go to her house and help her cut her grass, remodel her kitchen, paint everything. I was like the handyman of her life. I was like the man in her life. I was more like a husband than just a boyfriend.
Okay.
I knew. And
so what's going on today, Cookie?
Okay, what's going on today? Well, today is where she met some guy. Well, she didn't meet some guy. She's talking to some guy that she's known for 15 years. At a station that her company did business with. And recently, 2 months, about February.
Vinny, are you moving around? Because your phone's breaking up a little on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Much.
Okay. Now, in February, she sort of walked away from me and started hanging out with this gentleman because he got divorced. And I told her, look, you're going to be with this guy. I have to leave. I don't want
No, wait. Back up a little bit. How old are the children, first of all?
Her children are 9 and 10.
Okay.
Well, 10 and 11. I'm sorry, 10 and 11.
All right. So, and the two of you were living together at this moment or not?
No. I was at her house I would sleep in her house Friday night, Saturday night, and I would go home Sunday. And then during the week, I would be there two or three nights a week. But I was very close with her family. I mean, I was her mother, her brother. In fact, I know her sister.
All right. So the two of you have been dating each other. Did either of you want to get married?
Yes, we spoke about getting married. We spoke about I own a house and she owns a house. Mm-hmm. We spoke about selling our houses and buying one together.
But why didn't you?
Well, because my mom was 85 years old and she lived with me and she was suffering from dementia. And I wanted to get her settled in a home, you know, so she's okay. Her daughter had a drug problem and she needed to get her daughter into a rehab center. And
the 11-year-old?
No. She has a 20-year-old daughter from her first marriage. I would be her third marriage.
Was she married to the father of her children?
No, she was never married to him, but they were together for like 7 years.
So are we counting that as a marriage or not as a marriage?
Well, I'm counting it as a marriage. If you're living with each other, you're having kids together.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to clarify the terms here. All right. So the two of you been together 6 years, not you know living a lot together, but not really living in the same household formally.
She was with this guy. She knows this guy for 15 years because her company did business with the gas station where he worked at. And they became friends. Now, the thing is, there was a couple of times where, well, there was one particular time where she met him with her girlfriend and his friend at a bar. Now, she told me that she was going out with her girlfriend. Then I found out a couple of years later that she met him with her girlfriend at a bar. Now, his wife didn't know that he was meeting her for a drink, and I think it's just a whole sneaky thing.
Well, but it's a couple of years ago. What's going on today, Vinny?
Well, going on today is like when we separated in February, she told me that this gentleman wasn't in her life, that he wasn't around, that he hasn't been around. Then I found out later on he's been in her house.
Vinny, what's the question to me?
I'm sorry?
The question to me is what?
Well, as it stands now, I feel that if he's in her life, because of what happened, I can't be in her life anymore because I'm not going to be in a relationship.
What is she saying? Is she saying they're just friends?
She says they're just friends. She says they're just friends, that they've been friends and they'll always be friends, and that's just the way it is.
Well, so why is that? Do you think she's sleeping with him?
I think there's something more than that because the way she...
Do you think she's sleeping with him?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think she's sleeping with him?
Maybe. I don't know. I can't.
Vinny, is she sleeping with you?
We haven't been doing much of anything lately.
You said you separated in February. Are you back together or not back together?
Well, in February we separated, and that's when I found out he was going to hunt a family
Vinny,
party.
Vinny.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Listen for a minute.
Okay.
You got a bunch of problems here. First of all, you've got a woman who sort of seems to get her, you know, the next guy lined up while she's still in a relationship. She did it with you. And she may be doing it to you now. It's a little unclear, number one. Number two, you've got a relationship that's sort of in limbo and has been for quite some time. I mean, 6 years with grown-ups, I mean, neither are friends or, I mean, I don't know what it means for grown-ups to date each other for 6 years. Number three, the issue, if she doesn't want to be with you, the issue about whether she's with somebody else is not very relevant. The issue, if she is with you, then it obviously... Then you have to determine whether or not this guy is a threat to the relationship. But, you know, I'm not clear that you guys have a relationship at this moment, that she wants one with you, or that you're particularly interested in a long-term commitment to her. So let's look at that for a minute. Let's start with you. Are you interested in a long-term commitment to her?
Yes, I am. Because
I do you want to get married, for example?
Well, yes, I do. I even said to her, I would rent out my home and move into her home. And move into her home so that we would, you know, all be together. And
is that
this way,
well? But is that valuable to her? I mean, it sounds to me that would you pay half of her expenses?
Oh yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. So does she want you to move in with her?
Well, I mean, we spoke about it for a long time.
No, no. We're talking, Vinny. We're only talking about
right
today.
Right now, she says no. Right now, she says no.
Vinny. All right. So you're interested in her. Do we have any indication that she's interested in you at this moment?
Actually, no. There is no indication because, I mean, like I said, the past 2 weeks we've been like cats and dogs fighting.
But you already mentioned that the two of you had separated in February. What was
right.
that about? You didn't know anything about this dude then, did you?
Well, that's just it. I asked her. I said, are you hanging out with anybody else? If you met somebody else, tell me, and I'll just walk away.
Well, but Vinny, presumably the reason didn't when her wish to separate in February surprise you? You had no idea that was happening?
No, I had no idea. I had no idea. She went out one weekend in late January with her girlfriends, and then all of a sudden it was, you know, well.
And the two of you hadn't been fighting, and things hadn't sort of gotten a little.
Just a normal, you know.
Vinny, listen, I think you're looking at the wrong stuff. The issue is not, is she interested in somebody else? And I know your pride wants to go in that direction. The question is she interested in you? And I think that's what you really have to ascertain at this moment. And you can say to her, look, not only would I like to live with you, I'd like to get married with you, I'd like to commit to you. Are you willing to do that now? Now, she's going to either say yes or no. If she says yes, then he's obviously not a relevant issue. If she says no, he's still not the issue. The issue is, why not? Do you think you're ever going to be? Is it over? Focus on what you have control over, which is, I want to be in this relationship to you. He is not the relevant issue. And there's no particular reason to believe that. I mean, I know, the problem is you can see the other hidden poison fruit of dating somebody when they've just gotten out of one relationship is that you have the sense that they would do, if they did that to one person, they'd do it to somebody else. And that's really part of what's poisoning this relationship. But it's not the relevant issue. Who she was with before isn't the issue. Who she may be with in the future isn't the issue. The issue is, does she want to be with you? That's what you have to stay focused on, all right? And find out. If she says, I don't know, then say, look, I want to get out of your life. Call me in 6 months and tell me where you are. But don't give her a chance to sort of play you, and don't show your worst jealous self, because that's not in your best interest. If you care about her, it's time to see about a commitment. And if she's not willing to commit, then clear out and give her a chance to figure out whether she misses you, and you to decide whether or not you miss her. And you can hear that. That when I ask questions and they never get answered, and look, I understand that this is a difficult kind of forum, and that you're calling up, you sometimes are on hold, you feel you're aware that there's sort of a vaguely public element to it, but still, if you can listen to the questions, I'm not being nosy per se, but it's the way that I can get to what the meat of the issue is. And you can ask yourself the same questions. I mean, it's not magic. It's just sort of problem solving. And you can say to yourself, okay, what's the question here? And if you can't come up with your own question, you can certainly call me, but I'll try and have to come up with it. But until you get to the question, you're going to be circling around answers that have no relevance because they're not really germane to what's making you so unhappy. All right? So saying to yourself, what's the question? Answering the question. Not a bad idea. In the meantime, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, so we decided, let me make sure I got this right, that we had started talking about working like a dog, and all of us thought dogs don't work very hard. I mean, they have, their horses work hard, oxen work hard. You know, people work hard, but horses, dogs don't seem to me to work hard. So, what kind of it didn't seem to me reasonable. So we asked people some other kind of notions, and the ones people came up with were great. Sweat like a pig. Pigs actually don't have sweat glands; they don't sweat. Horses sweat, and what is it? Horses sweat, men perspire, and women glow.
Sounds about right.
There we go. All right. Let's hear what other kinds of references are either accurate or inaccurate.
Right. Let's start with Genevieve. Genevieve says, dogs are very hard workers, i.e. on farms, as well as pulling dog sleds, like you mentioned.
Here, well, we mentioned the dog sleds. That's where we keep coming up.
Yep. Here is another saying. In the end, it's not going to matter how many breaths you took, but how many moments took your breath away.
That's kind of cute. Doesn't have anything to do with animals, but I like it a lot. Okay, here's I just thought of one other hardworking dog, which may be where it came from. We got the Iditarod. All of us got that. But it did occur to me that sheepdogs, for example, herd sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in the West they use dogs to herd cattle. Not as much, but certainly sheep and sheep have hence sheepdogs. And I saw, what's the name of those? It's the huge, big, it's called it's a Swiss, it looks like a St. Bernard, but it's not. It's called, it starts with a B, and I can't remember the name of it.
Are you talking about like the nanny dogs?
Yeah, the huge, big ones. It's like, it's not Brussels, but it's something like that. Let's see if, I can try Google again. But I saw one today. It's like 95 degrees here today and 100% humidity. And there's this huge dog, and it's just slobbering. And I thought, why are they taking that dog outside? That dog should be in air conditioning.
Right.
All right, huge dog that looks kind of like a bear. Let's see what that one says. Let's see what this doesn't really look like a bear. 10's largest breeds. Yeah, it's. Let's see if I can find out what its name is. They're saying a Korean Mastiff. I don't think that really looks exactly like it. Let's see what the 10 largest dog, because it is one of the bigger breeds. Okay, they've got the one that looks sad all the time. That's an English Mastiff. That's not the one we want. A Napoleon Mastiff. Now, the gentle lion is the Leonberger. The Burble, South African Mastiff. These are not the ones I... Central Asian Ovcharka. Never even heard of that. Giant Alaskan Malamute. No. Tibetan Mastiff. That one looks really like a lion. These are all Mastiff. It's not what it's called. It's called a, like, Japanese... There's all Mastiff. St. Bernard. Spanish Mastiff. Great Dane. No. Pyrenean Mastiff. It looks most like the Pyrenean Mastiff, but I don't think that's what it actually is called. But nevertheless, now how am I going to find it? Someone's going to call up and tell me what it is, because people know this kind of thing. It looks most like the Pyrenean Mastiff, except it's dark. It was dark brown. It's called something. I remember it's called something like a Brussels. I don't remember. Someone will call up and tell me. But anyway, this huge dog was out, and it was slobbering. Nobody wanted to get anywhere near it, and you just felt like it was going to die of heat prostration, because they have huge, huge ruffs, and they're very big and very furry. And I just felt sorry for the dog. I keep going. But I did remember sheepdog, so there we go.
Yeah, Donna says, the person who coined the expression sleep like a baby never had one with colic.
Good point. Or sleep like a baby's parents. They right. didn't understand at all, yeah. Okay.
Matt says, they use dog power treadmills, like the one in the picture below. They posted a picture of a dog in a treadmill, to power butter churns and other farm devices.
I've never heard of that. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't, actually. But you posted a picture of a dog on a treadmill.
I think that's kind of one of those kinds of things that a Brussels Griffin dog. I don't think that's what it is. Okay. So I think that somebody made that up as kind of a joke. It's like the artist who does, what is it, Great Danes dressed as women.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think that's... I don't think dogs really are treadmills to churn butter on farms. I think that's something you guys made up. They probably didn't Photoshop it. Somebody probably did that.
No, it looks like a handcrafted treadmill for a dog. I don't know how
common. Well, I mean, and they have dogs that, they have little carts and little things when they lose their leg. But that's come on, folks. That's not really what happens. Right.
Yeah, I question the commonplace of the use.
Yes, there's more than, like, none. Okay.
And then lastly, we have WD, who says, they're saying, is if it's not broke, don't fix it.
And their point about that comment is what?
I'm not sure. Maybe that's just a common saying they heard?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a very common... maybe that's what we were just asking for common... I mean, it's... Yeah, if it's not broke, don't... I mean, I not only do you hear that a lot, but I think it's also a good notion. Although it is the anti-innovation sort of statement, right?
Right.
Which is, okay, it's not broken, but does that mean it's the best it can be? And people are saying status quo, that there is a certain tendency toward lethargy, that just letting things go. And, okay, if it's not broken, but the question is not, is it broken? The question is... is it the best? How functional is it? Could it be better? And if you think about it, those are differing philosophies by a lot. And the way that we get innovation is somebody decides something is broken, or it's not to their liking, or that they just have a great idea. There's a new film out called Lo and Behold. I think it comes out in about 2 weeks, by Werner Herzog, who's got to be one of the most irritating people who's ever put together a documentary, because he just keeps... intruding into any discussion and leading the witnesses. But having said that, he looks at the past. He looks at the room in which the first internet was ever done, which was at UCLA, and they sent a message that was supposed to be log in to Stanford, which is 400 miles away. And so they got the L, and the guys who were looking at the mainframe at the time had phones, had landlines, because there wasn't anything else. And so they said, okay, the L got typed in. Did you get the L? And they said, yeah. And the O's typed in. Did you get the L? Yeah. And then everything crashed. So the first internet message was low. So they call it Lo and Behold. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569 of Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.